Hello and welcome everyone to the Sexy Stories podcast. I am your host, Chantelle Otten, and I am a sexologist who has the pleasure of reading out your erotic stories. I wanted to send a big shout out to Gabby. Thank you so much for sending in today's erotic story, which is called Friday. Gabby has been writing erotic literature for a guy that she wants to catch up with once restrictions ease. Before we get into it, I just wanted to remind everyone that these stories are not for little ears because they do contain hot and heavy erotic references. So let's get into it. Friday. Dinner. It's hot today. 28, maybe 29 degrees on this November evening. I can feel the heat of the bitumen, and the buildings are reflected as I walk to the restaurant. I'm a little early, so I lean against the parking meter waiting for you, watching people pass me by, lost in their own worlds. I lift my arm and admire the thin sheen of sweat glistening in the evening sun. The hot wind blows over me, occasionally cooling me down. But to be honest, I love the heat. It reminds me of home. And I know we will spend the whole evening in the cool of air conditioning. So I relish in the discomfort. I can see you walking towards me. You've come from work and you've got your suit jacket over your arm, your tie loose, and a couple of buttons undone. I'm watching people notice you, men and women, and it makes my heart jump to know that others desire you because I know that I desire you the most. And my body tingles to know what I'm going to do to you later. You see me and smile. You're closer now, and I can see that you're glistening with sweat as well. It must be hot in those suit pants, but I love the way they fall over your ass. You've reached me now, and I lean in for a kiss. It's sticky, and it tastes like salt. You pull back. How was your day? I ask. Shaking your head, you answer, busy. Yours? Uneventful, I reply. I can see the hollow of your neck as you lean in to whisper in my ear. I know you had the day off. Did you do anything pleasurable? I feel your face so close to mine and I can smell you. You smell just like you and sweat. And I laugh a little. I did, actually. How many times? Two? Where? One in bed when I woke up in the morning with you on my mind, and one in the shower when I was thinking of seeing you tonight, I reply. You lean back and smirk at me. I know you like when I think of you when I'm getting myself off. You take my hand and raise it to your mouth, giving it a quick kiss. You take my hand and raise it to your mouth, giving it a quick kiss. I hope you've got something left for me. You already know that I couldn't stop myself having something for you if I tried. I smile. Should we go in? I ask. I'm ravenous. Once inside, I can feel the cool air start to dry me off. We're seated at a booth and both look at the menu. I'm so hungry, but the heat doesn't make you want to eat. I'm having trouble deciding what to order. "What are you going to get?" I ask. "Oh," he replies, "I might get the fish. You?" "I don't know. I'm hungry, but not." He knows what I mean. I sigh. I would actually prefer to have a bowl of ice cream, but I know I'm going to need some energy, so I order a meal. While we're waiting for the food to arrive, you tell me about your day. The wine is good. I can feel it loosening my tension, and I enjoy watching you talk. We eat, and the food is good, too. I need to go to the bathroom. As I walk past you, you grab my wrist. "Don't do anything in there without me." I look down at you. I wouldn't dream of it. But I do dream of it. And I'm so close to touching myself when I'm in the bathroom stall. I finish up and wash my hands. I turn to leave, but I have to go back into the stall one more time to slide one finger in between my lips. Just to check. My panties are soaking wet. I moan slightly and stop myself. Waiting is good. It builds character. I head back to the table and I can feel my skirt moving around my body. I'm well aware that my nipples are showing through my silk singlet because I can feel the attention they're receiving. As I pass you, I drop something into your lap. You look surprised and then look down at your lap and smile. It's my panties, and you put them in your pocket for later. "I didn't miss out, did I?" you ask, your eyes dancing. "Not really," I say. I can see that you're studying me, trying to work out what I did in the bathroom. I lift my finger to my mouth and slide it in. I can taste myself, and I close my eyes, drawing my finger out slowly. When I open my eyes, your stare is dark with desire. "Do I have to punish you later?" you ask. "No, but I want you to." You catch your breath, and I know that your cock would be straining against your pants by now. It makes me even wetter just thinking about it. I need to calm down, or I'll walk out of this restaurant with a wet patch on the back of my skirt, I say across the table. I know you like the thought of that, but you start talking about what your plans for the weekend are and what book you're reading. You've just started and you like the character development. We go on to finish our meal, and when you stand, I can see your erection has settled. We get ready to head back into the heat. I want ice cream before we go home. In the store, I choose choc mint in a cone, and you get pistachio. We walk down the street, slowly trying to catch the ice cream before it runs down the cone and onto our hands. And we get an Uber home and sit in the back seat. The Uber driver is chatty and can run the conversation with minimal input from his passengers, but you make noises of agreement and the occasional remark. I've got my head against your shoulder, sitting in the middle seat. Your hand is on my knee, and I can feel the stickiness of the ice cream that didn't make it into your mouth. You're drawing light circles, and then your hand is moving up the inside of my thigh. My pussy is wet again, and I can feel the heat coming from between my legs. You're getting closer. Closer up my thigh, and I'm holding back my moans. I don't know how you can concentrate on having a conversation and doing this to me at the same time. My brain is seeing red, and I'm only just remembering to breathe. You're at my lips now, and you lightly brush your fingers over them. I imagine they would be puffy, standing to attention in anticipation. You slide one finger through their folds until it reaches my opening. My face is scrunched. The Uber driver looks in his rearview mirror. Is she okay?
Yeah, you reply.
She's just having a bit of an off day, that's all. He asks if I want some water.
Oh, no thank you. I really just want to go home.
He continues on with his conversation about how his soccer team made it to the finals, and I can feel your finger hovering at my entrance. You insert the tip and I clench. Everything is aching. Your bulge is back, and I can't wait to have it in my hands. We're nearly home. You slowly remove your fingertip from my pussy and bring your hand out from under my skirt. You put your finger to your nose and smell it. I wonder if you can smell the ice cream. We make it inside and I shut the front door. I can feel you close behind me. I hear your breathing in my ear. You bring your hand around to my mouth and make me taste myself for the second time tonight. I can taste your ice cream. Your fingers are in my hair and you pull my head back to expose my throat. I can feel your erection on my back and my pussy juices are stirring again. I want to play a game, I say. And what game is that? You slide your tongue up my throat and along my jaw. The game where you're not allowed to touch me until I say so, I respond. I can feel you considering it, trying to decide if you should allow me control tonight. You move me forward so that I'm pushed up against the door. Your hand is still gripping my hair and you lean against me so that I can barely breathe. Okay, you say. Okay. Yep. Let's play your game. I respond. It has rules, you know. You chuckle. A game with rules? Yeah. Okay, what are the rules? You'll have to get off me so I can think about them. You release me and I miss the feeling of your body against mine the moment it's gone. Do you want some water? I ask. Yes, please. I put some glasses on the table and get the Perrier from the fridge. I pour us some water and take a seat. You're standing at the window and the lights from Melbourne City are illuminating your face. You turn back and move to sit across the table. We've been here before, sitting at this table, laying out the rules. You take a drink. Okay, what are the rules? No touching. No touching unless I say so. You nod, noted. And you can request anything, but it's up to me if I fulfill your request. Okay. Any more? That's it. That's it? Yeah. Only the two rules.
And what if I break the rules? Well, I get to punish you. What would my punishment look like? I look out the window to think for a moment. You smile because you know that I struggle to follow through on my punishments. I need something that I can control. Something that would drive you mad. The only thing I can really control is myself. I look you dead in the eyes. I won't come for you. Your smile grows wider. Okay. In the bedroom, you drape your jacket over the chair in the corner and undo your tie, pulling it from your shirt collar and putting it on the chair as well. I lean against the door frame and watch you walk to the bed, sit down, and take off your shoes. You lie back against the pillows and look at me. Can I turn on the air conditioning? You ask. No. It's hot in the room, but I want it that way. I move to open a window to let some air flow through, but there is no breeze anymore. I can hear the noise of the city below and smell the concrete heat. The air is heavy and humid and moist. It might rain later, you say. It would be nice to be out in the rain, getting wet. I take one more look out across the city and move backwards a few steps away from the window. I bend over to take off my shoes, and I feel that you're staring at my ass. I know you can't see the shape because of my skirt, but I also know you're probably imagining what it looks like, bare underneath all that material. I've got my shoes off, and I stand back up and kick them to the side. I know I'm illuminated by the city lights, and I can feel them on my face. I look down to unhook my skirt. It's a kilt, so I open it up completely and look over my shoulder to make sure you're watching. I let go and it drops to the floor. I know you can see my bare ass now. I turn my face to look out the window again, wondering if anyone else is watching me. I hear your zip, and I know what you're about to do. You're checking to see if I'm paying attention. Stop! You're not allowed to touch. You groan, but I can hear that it's with a smile. I put my arm straight up above my head and look up at my hand as I flex my fingers. I sigh. I reach my other hand up and slide my nails down the inside of my arm. It tickles slightly, but I can feel my pussy pulse in response. I can also smell my sweat. I bring my hand down my shoulder and across my back. I can hear my nails on my skin and the slight movement of my singlet around my body. I can hear you breathing as well. It's heavy. I can imagine your cock straining against your pants, but you'll have to wait some more. My hand comes down my neck and around to my breast and slides easily over the silk. It trails down to my hip where my shirt finishes and my other hand drops. I turn to face you. You're sitting on the edge of the bed again. I didn't hear you move. You want to be closer. I take the bottom of my singlet with both hands and lift it upward slowly over my head. I drop it to the side with one hand and I'm naked. I walk to you and move between your legs. I put my hand on the top of your head and draw you in towards my stomach. Lick me. Your tongue slides out of your mouth and onto my stomach. I wonder if I taste like salt. You lift your hand to draw me closer. No touching. You lean back onto the bed and expel some air in frustration. Did you think that because there were only two rules that it would be easy? I ask. I know that you have trouble following any rules. So really, I only needed one rule to make it hard for you. Sit up. When you sit up, I start unbuttoning your shirt. I can see your chest hairs, and it makes me excited. I lean down to kiss you on your mouth. It's a hard, firm kiss. The buttons are done, and you help me slide your shirt from your body. Give me your shirt, I say. You hand it to me, and I put it on myself, leaving the buttons open so you can just see the curve of my body underneath the fabric. Stand up. My hands are on your chest, and I lean in to kiss it. My hands slide down your torso, followed by my mouth, kissing and licking until I reach the front of your pants. The button is already undone, and the zip is down. I can see your erection, and it makes me so wet to see how turned on you are. I get down on my knees and spread my legs, taking a moment to feel the wetness between them. I groan, and you groan in response, because even though you can't see it, you know what I'm doing. I stop playing with myself so that I can pull your pants down. You step out of them, and I throw them to the side. My face is level with your cock. It's so hard. The anticipation must be driving you wild. I stick my tongue out and lick the tip, tasting the pre-cum. You gasp. Your hands go to the top of my head. I pull away. No touching. Strike one. How many strikes do I get? You ask. Two more, three strikes, and you're out. I lean in again and reach a hand up to cup your balls. I give them a gentle squeeze, and your cock jumps in response. I tip my head to the side and lick them slightly. Pulling my head away, I take my nails and gently run them along the length of your shaft. I can feel the tension in your body and a bead of sweat dripping down my back. Do you like it when I'm on my knees in front of you? I ask. Yes. Is there anything that you want to ask for? Can you put my cock in your mouth? I look up and into your eyes. Not yet. I keep eye contact and lick my palm for lubrication. I put my hand on your cock and slowly make my way down to the base. My other hand is back on your balls, kneading and squeezing lightly. I pump my hand a few times, but my saliva doesn't provide adequate lubrication, and I know I'm going to have to take you in my mouth. I know you're not going to last long once I get going. I lean forward and put your tip in my mouth. Your hips jerk forward, pushing your cock to the back of my throat. I gag a little and push your hips back. Slowly, I say. I wrap my hands around to grab you on your ass, and I find the rhythm that suits me. In, out, in, out. Your cock slides easily with the amount of saliva in my mouth. We pick up the pace and I feel your ass cheeks tense. You grunt and the warmth of your cum is on the back of my throat, and I feel it slide down on its way to my belly. You're back on the bed lying against the pillows and your eyes are closed, with a smile on your face. Was that good? I ask. Mm-hmm. I climb up next to you and cuddle up to your side. I can smell the sex in the air. We lie there for a few minutes, but I haven't finished with you yet. Your hand slides between my legs, and I pull out. That's strike two. You have one more left. Can I have some water? You ask. Yes, you can, but you have to get some for me too. I watch you walk naked into the kitchen to get our glasses. The sight of your ass has me wanting to put my hands all over your body. I start by wetting my finger in my mouth before moving it to my nipple, where I slide it back and forth. My nipple stands to attention. I do the same to the other side, and this time follow it up with a tweak. I moan. When you return, I follow you with my eyes. I can see your limp cock bouncing between your legs. My fingers are still playing with my nipples, and you stand there watching me. You put down the water glasses. Is there anything I can do for you? Get between my legs. No fingers, only tongue. You climb onto the bed and open my knees wide. My pussy is waiting for you, and it's soaking wet. You bend down and start kissing the inside of my thighs. One leg and then the other. You get closer and closer and closer until you're so close I can feel you breathe on my lips. I raise my hips towards your face, but you pull back. You want to take back some of the control. You put your hands on my upper legs, holding them down and open, spreading me so that you can see inside. You lower your mouth down and lightly lick my length, stopping at the top to apply light pressure to my clit. I moan and wriggle. Again, I say. You oblige and do it again. The third time over, you put a little bit more pressure into your tongue, and I feel it slide between my lips. I moan, and you moan. You do it again and again and again. I can already feel my orgasm build, but you stop and sit back. I can see that you're erect again, and it turns me on even more to know that you enjoy licking my pussy. You lean in again, and this time you make your tongue into a point and push it into me as far as you can. You're fucking me with your tongue. In, out, in, out. Your hand comes to my clit. I pull it away. 3 strikes. I'm so close, but I know I can't come. I pull my ass back away from your face and you smirk. My chest is heaving with the effort of holding back. 1 more touch and I'll be over the edge. I look into your eyes and you know it too. We sit there looking at each other. Won't you come for me? You ask wickedly. I shake my head and you start to move towards me. I crawl off the bed and walk towards the kitchen. I've got to get out of the room before you get close enough to touch. I reach the doorway to the kitchen and look back at you. You're still on the bed with your smirk, so I do the thing that will annoy you the most. I lean my head against the doorway, supporting myself with one hand and touching myself with the other. 2 strokes in, my back arches, and I come with a loud moan. I look out under my arm and see you standing next to me. You grab my face and kiss me. You turn it so you can whisper in my ear. The next one is mine. Woo. Gabby. Wow. Thank you. What a story. I want to thank everyone for listening in today. And remember, if you have a sexy story like the one that Gabby sent in, then please email it to sexystories@chantalotten.com. If you like today's episode, please remember to like and subscribe because it helps. And of course, follow me on Instagram for more information about sexuality. It is Chantal_Otten_sexologist. I will see you all next time.